Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Do it now, lick it good, suck this pussy just like you should. Hello and welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. Tom?
Hello, everyone.
I was just doing the connections in the New York Times.
Really?
Now I'll just read them out in order. So it says ear, scope, iron, oil, crest, brush, arms, reach, kettle, range, comb, steel, dryer, coat, shield, extent.
Okay, I have a guess.
Go ahead, do a guess.
List. It's a list of things.
Let me type in list.
Okay.
L-I-S-T. Ooh, it says one away.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm. Might be Lisp.
Yeah, probably.
Let me see. Because, like, there's one that says, shield.
Uh-huh.
So it could be tealed, I guess.
Babe, I got to tell you, I don't even know what a New York Times connection is. I'm being 100% serious. I have no idea what you're doing or what's happening to me.
Well, why don't we do the Wordle together?
Because you just got the Wordle. Just before then, you turned to me and said, I got the Wordle
you
in three.
You hadn't said that. It would have been really impressive. So I wanted to bring up some wife behavior that Tom has been doing.
No. Before we continue on with the podcast, I want to say every episode could be someone's first episode. Demi has recently started beginning the episodes with lyrics and cool shout outs. And I just want to say, I don't think it's indicative of the tone of the podcast.
Cool shout outs.
Cool shout outs to things like pussies and backs, feminine things of that nature. Whatever happened to the masculine?
I didn't even mention the pussy.
You didn't?
No. Literally, I didn't say pussy. Everyone thinks you're crazy.
I was just thinking about it.
Yep.
I guess I was just hoping that if you said lick my pussy, I'd be like, me?
No.
The coward?
Well, you have a cat's tongue, so it grates away at it.
Yeah, right. No, I mean...
Makes a marvelous addition to the sofrito. What?
I'm the pussy.
You're the pussy, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. All right.
It's like scissoring when Tom licks my pussy, because it's two pussies rubbing up against each other.
Yes. And I love to rub up against that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just put out my mouth and I think to myself, time to spell the alphabet. And then I can't remember what that even looks like. The problem with me, Demi.
Yeah.
Okay, first off,
okay.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
So if I try to write the alphabet on a clit, I'm starting right at the top. And you know what that means?
Yeah, yes.
You know what that means?
Yes.
I'm starting off smiley face. Frowny face.
Right.
Sunglasses face.
Rolling
I mean,
in the
I'm
floor,
part of the online
face.
Generation.
That's right. And as soon as you get to the letter Z, you're expecting a medal.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Millennials.
I want my participation medal.
I want my education medal.
It's cool. It's so funny looking back and being like, man, you guys are really angry about a lot of stuff about millennials when it was just like, I guess, you know what? Your problem was you were 40 and you had to write a column.
You've been writing columns
for like 12 years.
You were bored and you made other bored people mad.
Yeah, and that's like a very lucrative industry.
It's fair. It's fucking fair. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, that would make you so much money if I was.
Yeah.
The two things you can do to make money is you can either make people mad or you can make people entertained. And it's so much easier to make them mad.
So much easier. It's really hard to entertain people. And that's why Tom and I are basically soldiers.
Yeah, for learning to do our little jigs.
God, I wish we were allowed to have a helmet when we go out there on the battlefield that is the stage, but they will not give us one.
Oh my God, Demi, I just remembered. Someone came to my show And as they left, they were like, hey, thank you so much. That rocked. And in my show, I like reference a few things that I actually have mentioned in the podcast in the past, like, you know,
come men.
Yes. And they were like, oh, hey, I had a crazy moment during that show because I was at, I think, a live show where you first straight out one of those forum posts when I was like 13 or 14. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And they're like, yeah, my sense of humor really got changed by you guys. Anyway,
oh, no.
Anyway, thanks for the show. I really liked it. I'm like, well, good.
So they were like 18 or 19 when they came to your show the other day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that... I mean, obviously, you know, years go by.
We did a live show. Gonna,
well,
what?
Once in a lifetime. But I just thought
what
that
was... What the fuck was that?
Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. Same as it ever was. I just thought that was so cool to have a... It's talking... It's a... Much like this podcast, Emmy,
this is not my giant suit. These are not my giant pants.
This is not my crazy song.
This is not my silly dance.
I don't look crazy. I feel very normal.
I can never hold that guy's, like, face in my head. So every time I see him, what's his fucking name, Talking Head?
No idea.
His name is Talking Head.
Yeah.
Whenever I see him in my mind, it's Woody Allen in a gigantic suit.
Damn, you got the raw end of that deal. For me, it's the Dean from Community, Jim Rash.
Jim Rash is so fucking funny.
Oh, the king. But yeah, no, I can't.
We have to get him on the podcast.
Way to drop your mic.
Do you want to know why the mic fell out of my hand like that?
Why?
It's because my pussy is jamming it up against the couch. Hold on. Thip.
Okay.
So my fat pussy.
Okay.
Stood on the mic cord. Okay. And that's why it came out of my hands like that.
This may be in the running for the worst episode of a podcast in 2024. I think it might.
Do you reckon?
The long list of words from a New York Times connection.
Connections.
Sorry.
Loser.
I know. I don't do the things I should do. I don't do Wordle. I don't do washing myself every day. I don't do brushing teeth.
You don't do barely anything you should do.
No, I really don't. Don't do all my Duolingo. I keep the owl sad.
What kind of language?
It's knocking on the door. What have I done wrong?
Do you know something that I said once at a open mic that I've never said since?
I'd love to hear it.
It was about the Duolingo owl.
I figured, yeah.
I was like, guys, don't you reckon that owl was hit as a kid? And then I never said it again because they were like, oh,
that's so much.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, that's not good. It is a very needy owl, and I know that's like hack to say, but
yeah, but it's an aggressive owl. It's needy and aggressive,
dude,
is the point.
The kind of notifications that you get on your phone when you're trying to improve yourself are so miserable. Because I guess
swear to
work.
God, I'm on a knife's edge. I am pressing the trigger slower and slower, just hoping that you'll show up and tell me what kapala means in English.
Mm.
It's head.
Wow, pretty good. Demi,
you know why I know that? Kapala bahu lutut kaki lutut kaki. There you go.
Because of head, shoulders, knees, and toes. You're Indonesian. Okay.
That's all I fucking need, you damn owl. You don't have no knees. Fuck you. You're
trying to tell me how to order lunch in France? What do you know about that? Mm. You're getting up early in the hopes of getting a worm, loser. Okay. I want a fresh baked baguette. You could never teach me anything, you hateful owl.
I'd love to stab you in the back, but your head can turn the whole way around, so I won't.
Yeah, it's just a formality. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We are, of course, down in Melbourne. We are outside of our home studio, and we're adjusting very well to that beautiful Melbourne life.
No, we're not. We don't like the rain. We've been saying Melbourne is really beautiful. I used to live here. I was like, wow, it's fucked up how beautiful it is here. You know what? It needed to be beautiful. Because the fucking rain.
Yeah.
The fucking rain.
How I think about
Melbourne is so much more beautiful than Sydney.
This is the fucked up thing I think about Melbourne. I think it's like how the UK would need to be to get me to move there.
Yeah.
Because it's so good. It's so much more artistic and like culturally ahead of Sydney. I really love Sydney. But then it like you get the first hard rain and you're like, ah, jeez. Or like the first night where you have to wear gloves around the house. God. Oh, lucky for you guys, there's some climate change coming and I won't be able to keep this gripe in my head much longer.
Yeah. Unless I have something to do about it. I have a plan to fix it.
Really?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting whatever that is into action.
Well, basically, I've been keeping all the gum that I chewed since I was probably like 12 years old and I'm making a new little guy to launch out there. We're going to live on that.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to set up camp on there.
You know that I was an obsessive gum chewer when I was a kid?
No.
Fuck. We've unearthed a memory.
Oh, it's one of those times, baby.
Shit.
We got an unearthed Demi moment.
I used to eat so much Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba, the brand of chewing gum.
You know the one that came in a wheel that you would pull out in strips?
The gum tape, yes.
So that was like, I had a drawer next to my bed that was full of Hubba Bubba. But no. I refused to let it go to waste. So this is when I was like, from like the age of 7 to I reckon 13.
Oh my God.
I used to chew gum all day long and blow bubbles. And I used to like, I used to be in the next room and go, and dad would be like, is it a big one? And I'd run in with a bubble bigger than my head and be like, and dad would have to look at this gigantic bubble. And I'd be like, and he was like, that's huge, champion.
That's so nice.
And then aww. I'd be like, hold it. And dad would go.
He bubbled with his finger?
Bubble with his finger.
Oh, that's so good.
Anyway, I was so obsessed with gum. And when it still had flavor on it, when I went to bed at night, I would take it out of my mouth, stick it on the corner of the nightstand. And then when I woke up, I would put it back in my mouth.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style.
I know.
Shit.
When I used to watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I'd be like, behind your ear, yuck. Then fall asleep and go, put it on my bedside table.
God.
Open to the elements.
Yep. Yeah. Of course you were sleeping outside at that time.
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah.
My bedside table was a dog called Henry.
Did you have a favorite type of gum? Like the
It was
flavor?
Just the pink Hubba Bubba. If I was in a bind, I would get the red Hubba Bubba in the circle. Sometimes I would get the grape. The weird thing, and it's crazy how crystal clear this memory is. The grape Hubba Bubba, the purple one that was in the roll,
yeah,
was always much softer. It was like the difference between biting into a sandwich and biting into like a bar of butter. And so really? When I would like get the grape Hubba Bubba, I'd be like, there's something wrong with this.
There's not any chewing going on. There's just cutting.
There was chewing eventually, but I had to make it happen.
You had to like make it into, you had to form into a chewable, it into yeah. morass so you could chew it. Damn. It's weird.
Don't know about that, Hubba Bubba.
Were you doing it because you thought it was cool to blow bubbles? Because I always thought it was very cool and cartoonish to blow
No,
a
I thought
bubble.
It was just really, 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 really fun and I would blow the biggest bubbles.
Man, that
And
works.
I just loved bubble gum so much.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I used to, sometimes I would have chewing gum, which isn't bubble gum. Mm. They're just slightly different. I'd have Wrigley's chewing gum.
I'm familiar with that because I remember getting chewing gum as a kid and being like, ha-ha, now's my time to shine. And trying to blow a bubble with it and just kind of, I think, spinning it out onto the floor in front of me.
Yes.
And then be like, with my fuego. But I was enjoying this beer mint fuego.
With my fuego.
Yeah. So you had that for one time?
No, I had it a lot. I had, but I would eat so much. I would put so much of it in my mouth because I wanted to blow the bubble.
I had, this is a period of my life where I had the most diarrhea. When I was like...
This is exactly where I was heading. We're so alike.
20 to like probably like 21, I
Minutes
guess.
Minutes ago, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty diarrhea-free this trip.
Very dismissive, yeah. Because like, it was like, yeah. I appreciate it, but no.
I'm familiar, but I will continue okay. on. No, yeah, I'm familiar with that particular...
Go ahead.
...style of gag.
Yep.
No, the way... that I would give myself diarrhea was I would buy Eclipse mints because I was very nervous about having stinky breath. But then...
Not anymore, huh?
I must be going. There is a reason we are seated so far apart. I'm always so nervous about having stinky breath. But I've managed to kind of tamp it down to just, hey, brush your teeth. And maybe if you're going to spend time around people and be up close to them, carry a toothbrush so you can like zip away and brush your teeth quickly before it. I'm just scared of being a stinky man in general. Because I know
I'm a big man.
I'm a big man and I sweat a lot.
You don't want to take up more space than you're already taking up by being a big tall man.
That's exactly it. I'm so scared of imposing on someone and being like the worst part of a plane trip or a ride or like, you know, having to sit next to me at a show or whatever. Yeah. I don't want to be like an imposition.
Yeah.
And I probably have been at some points because I'm fucking stinky and big and loud.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would get Eclipse mints because I wanted my breath to smell nice. And then they were so good that I'd pick one and I'd put it in my mouth and I'd merely crunch it and eat it like it was a piece of hard candy, like Nerds hard candy. And then I would eat the other one and I would eat the entire packet of Eclipse mints in like, I want to say like 2 to 4 minutes. Like it would be like as if I had a bag of chips, I would just eat mints and mints and mints and mints. And then I'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom and no bathroom is too nasty for me. And I would just charge into the bathroom and fucking just spray.
Yeah.
Dude.
So I did the exact same thing. Probably, you know what? We had just gotten together.
Yeah.
This was, I'm going to say, 4 weeks after we actually decided to be together.
Yeah.
Because it was my first show in the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
With the show that I was doing when we got together.
Uh-huh.
And I ate a whole packer. I ate a whole packer of chewing gum.
Really?
One of the ones in the tin.
When you say eating a whole packet.
I was just chewing it. I was popping more.
And you weren't like swallowing it.
No,
you were just, it was just, you were getting, you know, swallowing enough of the sweet chewing gum juices.
Yeah, and the diarrhea juice as well that comes out of it. And so I said to my tech, hey, I just looked in my pocket and there is nothing left in my tin of chewies.
Mm-hmm.
So if I run off of the stage.
Yeah.
Can you please just play this clip that I've just recorded just now?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay. And then 6 minutes into the show, I went "Huh!" and ran out to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And they played the clip that said, hi, I ate all of my Wrigley's Chewies and I'm just shitting. And I'm sorry. I know that's not what you paid to see, but it is still sort of the Demi experience. So I'm just shitting. And I'll see you in a second.
That's that Demi Lardner difference. Having it on a voice memo before the show, but also planning ahead only just. Building the bridge as you run over it.
Yeah.
Because another comedian would have planned ahead and been like, well, I simply won't make myself shit myself.
Yes.
But you realized right on the precipice what was happening as you'd taken the final step.
That's right.
Smart.
You brought too many shirts to Melbourne.
This is an accusation you've leveled against me, and I will give you space to air it now.
Okay. So I was looking around our house. Yep. It's not our house. I was looking around our accommodation and noticing that there were a lot of Tom clothes, and I hadn't noticed it before because Tom often...
Well, I'm often wearing them.
...will so wear them and then not wash them.
Yes.
So I was doing a load of washing and was like, I think I might leave this one for Tom. And noticed that he had quite a few shirts. So when I travel, what I did was I brought one dress, one long skirt that I can grungily, moodily wear one long big T-shirt over, like some kind of, you know, Garden State bitch. I brought two other T-shirts, a pair of shorts, one pair of trackies and a pair of jeans. Those are the clothes that I brought.
Mm.
And one jacket, I think.
I hope so. It's ever so cold.
Tom has brought...
Sometimes it's so cold in Melbourne. Sorry, just to cut you off. it is like colder here than Sydney. And so sometimes you will want to wear 6 to 8 t-shirts at a time.
No.
Okay.
Tom has brought what I would describe as, hey, Stephen King heads, a Rita amount of clothes to my Leonard.
Okay.
Not his name, Larry.
Not familiar.
Tom has brought an amount of t-shirts that I wouldn't even think of bringing, even when I wasn't used to traveling, like Tom is.
Yes.
Do you want to count them off as I bring them on screen?
Sure. I think, well, you know the number off the top of your head, I think, but there might also be
almost,
more.
I know almost. The thing is that there's more.
Yeah.
And I know that there is. So I just want to get like the absolute baseline of how many t-shirts.
I'd say the most egregious brings are that I brought 2 of the exact same Patagonia overshirt, but in different colors.
Yes.
One of them in a rustic autumn color and then the other one in kind of a more muted palette.
I wasn't even counting those as the t-shirts.
I see.
So.
Because that's like a truly useless redundancy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you've got 2 jackets and a jumper as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the jumper very much.
Mm-hmm.
It was very comfortable. I wore it tonight on stage.
Yep.
Made me feel very warm.
Within view, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18... 19, 20, I think it's only 20 t-shirts so far. There are more that I can't see within view. Oh, and there's one that you've got on.
I was
you bought 2 once we got into the state. Oh, and there's one there. At least 23! At least 23 t-shirts.
What, those are the ones I referenced before. Those are the Patagonia shirts.
They're still shirts.
Yeah, but you're saying t-shirts, then you're counting my shirts.
Okay, but Tom, let's just... Okay, all right, okay, fine. 21 then.
Yes.
21 t-shirts.
Well, one of them also is kind of a more open, flowy number.
No.
So I think it comes back down to 20.
No, it doesn't.
But also, look.
And a singlet right there.
The singlet, yes. Because I thought it might get hot.
And another shirt that I didn't see that's just under my skirt up there. Another one. So that's 22.
Okay, but I think I can probably pivot this conversation to asking you, why'd you put your skirt on my shirt? Just seems weird. Kind of weird of you to do. And now I'm in the right, maybe.
Hi, TikTok. Recently, a video surfaced where my husband rightfully called me out on putting my skirt on top of his shirt. I just want to say... It's not in my nature to put myself above others in that
and now,
way.
And now here's the stitch, and this is going to cut in really violently over the top of you.
Uh-huh.
Why do women think they can just do this? Why do women think they can just make men feel less than when our strength is being taken away from us every day? And I'm really red.
You're really red.
I'm really red. I'm red. I'm buff in a way that makes you feel like someone put their lips on me and just went... And I'm going like,
and you're kind of like they did that, but then you're also in a Ziploc bag.
Yes, I think
you're shiny, and you've got stuff that makes it look like you've kind of put something over yourself to shove the pecs together. And
yeah,
shit,
you know? I think that one of the most trustworthy types of men is definitely guy who's insanely ripped in his mid-40s. Now, there's a fella that's not running from anything.
Speak on that.
Just so trustworthy. Whenever I see one of those guys who's super jacked, but you can see in his eyes that he's like, I would say walking off a couple of divorces, maybe pivoting to vertical content to get away from some alimony, probably hiding some assets, I'd say. And then he's just all veiny. Past the time that God had allocated for him to be, you know, 2% body fat. But he's looked God in the eye and he's spat in that eye and said, with the right amount of injectables and like illicit chemist orders, I can actually extend my peak well into my 60s and 70s.
Jesus, there's a bunch of spit in my eye. Well, I can't take this guy's life. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Holy dooly, thought I was lord of everything, but now somebody's spat in me eye.
There's a quarter of a sunflower seed in me fucking eye now.
Mm.
Jesus Christ. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, it's bad.
I could get mono.
It would be so bad to get
I'm
mono.
God.
Getting mono from getting spat in an eye. I'm God.
You ever had mono?
You guys got to meet my son. I think you'd really like him. Except for some of you.
Some of you not will not like him. Not pointing any fingers. No, you'd hate that. So my son, though, he did like, he can move a big rock. Mm. That's one thing I'm very proud of him for.
That is a cool thing that he did.
38, was he? Was it 38 or 28?
I thought maybe 35 or 34? 37 or something.
What's the God number? What's the Jesus number?
When did he die?
My son, you know, he was a late bloomer, but love him.
Mm.
So much stuff he can do. Can make a pretty shit chair, but he can make it.
Yep. Hey, more than I could do.
They don't say how, like, adequate of a carpenter he was.
Yep.
He was only adequate.
There are other guys back then that you would lead with carpenter, yeah, even if they were the son of God, because yes, their carpentry was so good.
Not him.
No. I think Jesus got into being the son of God when his carpentry career didn't take off.
It's like Hitler when he kept putting staircases in front of windows and they were like, maybe do something else, which they shouldn't have done.
And now, did he put staircases in front of windows like in drawings?
In paintings.
Yeah, right.
You didn't know Hitler was a painter?
No, I know he's a painter, baby. But I have this crazy thing going where I can't intimately recall the details of Hitler's paintings like apparently you can.
Hmm. Well, it's just not good recollection of architecture.
Mm.
Doesn't make sense.
No, and that's a huge red flag for me when I see someone doing a painting like that. But it's a huge green flag for me. And sorry, Demi, as a colorblind bitch, I'm sure you don't know this, but green is good. And it's a huge green flag when one's wife can intimately recall Hitler's paintings.
And isn't it telling that I'm with Tom? Since I'm colorblind and green flags and red flags all look exactly the same.
Hello. It's too many t-shirts. The reason I have so
it's
many
so
shirts.
So fucking many!
The reason I have so many shirts.
You brought two suitcases to Melbourne!
Yes, but also, you know, not all of that is shirts.
I brought one small suitcase.
Yeah, and you were also initially just going to use my two suitcases and we were going to split it, but then I brought too many shirts.
Insane.
But no, I need these.
Wife!
Many shirts.
You are wife.
Don't you say that.
Already said it, bitch, and I'm not going to take it back.
No.
So many fucking t-shirts and then you bought more.
I did. I bought two t-shirts when I landed in Melbourne.
How many
hats
did you bring here? Yeah.
Two.
Bitch.
Two baseball caps. I brought that many t-shirts because I knew I was going to rent a bike when I got here and I knew I was going to ride my bike to the show.
No, you didn't.
And into
sorry.
Town.
I'm going to interrupt. No, you didn't.
I'd already rented it.
Yeah. No, sorry. Yes.
And I knew I was going to sweat. And so stop doing this. Stop doing it.
I can't.
And so I brought more shirts because I was like, oh, I'm going to need to change midway through the day because I don't want to be sweaty when I arrive into town. And so I brought a lot of t-shirts.
That is not why you brought 25 shirts.
I also brought them because I like them. It's okay to like things.
But then you bought two more of New Year.
Because they're from
Tekken.
You just
need to wash your clothes.
The reason I got more t-shirts while I'm here is because Tekken's Uniqlo line, Uniqlo's Tekken line got released and it had two shirts that I wanted that commemorate Tekken, which is a game I like. And they got me. They got my ass. They put the thing I like on the thing I like. And so I had to get it. They got my ass. They fucking Ready Player One me. I was like, my friend King from Tekken is on a shirt. I should have the shirt.
Sure
and now
is.
I have the shirt.
Yep.
I have the other one over there that has like the roster of Tekken 2 on the back because I'm like, I like Tekken. So I had to buy the other two. I was checking. Can I tell you? I was genuinely checking every day when we were in Sydney to check if I could buy them in Sydney and just have them at home. You have your hand up. Go ahead.
So did it occur to you to just leave two of the t-shirts you were going to bring to Melbourne at home so that then you could buy the two that you needed from Uniqlo?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
No.
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 But if I'd done that, I wouldn't have 21 t-shirts. And there's a couple more button-ups. But this way, I'm ready for any occasion. I can kind of dress up with a t-shirt or dress down in a...
Tell me the truth.
Yes.
Did you bring the t-shirts from the cupboard in the room that you were keeping your t-shirts in downstairs for this podcast? Or are there more t-shirts I haven't counted?
I think this is all of the t-shirts.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
But I also...
Should I check?
No, but I also... Because you have a shirt that has the wrestler Hayabusa on it. And I did wear that shirt one night. Because I like Hayabusa as well. He was my first purchase I ever did online was a DVD of Hayabusa matches.
I didn't even know you could fit into that shirt.
Yeah. Our secret is that the size of shirts you like to buy is also the size of shirts I like to buy
because you like oversized. Normally. I like big shirts.
Let's see. Yeah, I was walking around with Hayabusa, the inventor of the Phoenix Splash. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a second with more Big Soft Titted Up PNG right after this. See you in a sec.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome back to BigSoftTitted.png. Demi ran away to check the shirts in the cupboard. I heard a cry from a bedroom that said, "Shirts!" And my blood ran cold. And then she came back and admitted that those were her shirts, but they were in my cupboard.
You hung them up in your cupboard.
I honestly, Demi, I've been so focused on my shirts, I don't know where your things
go. There are so many fucking shirts. Yes. You know why you don't know where my things go? Because I brought three shirts.
Yep. That's three. Honestly, they barely register for me.
I so you're focusing on yours because you have to catalog them.
Yes. Well, this way also you know what, I can kind of choose my different...
Listen, I'm not going to become wife that monitors what you bring on a holiday. I'm just going to say... You need to fucking chill out about the amount of shirts that you bring.
I think
you really do.
You're probably right. I think I just bring this many because I was like, I'm going to need to change shirts pretty much every day.
Yeah. You can just wash stuff. And then when you're at the fucking airport, you won't have to worry about bringing an extra suitcase.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. You know what? It is like a deeper personality change of I just need to wash my stuff and stay on top of that. But also I just am not right now. I haven't been capable of that. And I need to start washing my shit more and stay on top of that rotation. Right now I was genuinely looking at my closet being like, oh fuck, I don't have any shirts. That was a thought I had like a day ago. Anyway, Demi, what say you and I talk something else? Sounds good to me.
I have a question.
Yes.
Would you please tell everybody? I'm just still thinking about it.
Sure.
How good my paschetti tastes.
The spaghetti that you made is really good.
Yeah.
It's a bolognese sauce, a rich meat sauce. Boy, oh boy, it's tasty.
It takes hours and hours, but it makes so much.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Do you have any keywords that you give for the recipe? Just so
sofrito.
People can find... That's it?
What's my fucking recipe? What keywords do you want me to give them?
I don't know. I thought maybe they could find like the recipe you based yours off of or something. But I know yours was like...
Oh, no, mine is like a fucking Frankenstein of like three different recipes that I love.
Yeah.
The main thing is you got to season it with, well, they say like fish sauce. But what I do is I take the brine from like an anchovy jar.
Mm.
And then sometimes I blend up a single anchovy with the sofrito as well.
That's so nice. Mm. Well, now that we've complimented the spaghetti, the beautiful sauce, which I'm excited to eat slightly more of because I believe there's some more on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll have just a little more after bigsoftcity.png.
Huh? Sorry?
A little more.
A little, but I think you said a little boar.
Maybe I did.
Hmm.
A Freudian slip as I was looking at you.
I don't like that.
My chillingly boring wife.
No.
I will go from complimenting that beautiful food into a segment of the podcast, if I may, Demi.
Go ahead.
Thank you. It's time for an update on miniature horses. And we do this, of course, in the segment Miniature Horses. And the theme of that will be playing now.
Miniature horses. Small body and tiny hooves. Miniature horses. 34 inches high and under. Ooh. Miniature horses. The segment's about you. Miniature horses. They're tinier, tinier, tinier than you. Tinier than usual.
Welcome back to Miniature Horses.
Mm-hmm.
This is the segment where we update you on the goings and comings of miniature horses. How they're... Are you bad? It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. We have a news update on miniature horses. It turned up in my Gmail inbox because of my beautiful Google News alert. This comes to us from ABC8, KLKNTV.com. God damn, man.
KLKNTV.com.
Like a... Yeah. Animals in Nebraska get ready for bed during solar eclipse.
Eh?
Yes. I didn't know this, but during the kind of solar...
So they don't look at it.
Well, I think they think it's nighttime is what I'm getting from
this particular news. I was thinking of the one that hurts your eyes that you're not supposed to look at. I was thinking people were putting them to bed so that they didn't look at it. Like,
well, no, they're not putting them to bed. I think the animals are going to bed naturally. Yeah. But yes, it
is. Solar eclipse doesn't go for that long, though.
It is the thing that you shouldn't look at.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking people were like, I don't want my donkey go blind.
I guess how rarely does a donkey look up, huh? That would be crazy.
They can.
Imagine going.
They might have to sit down, though.
Imagine going out in like the morning at your farm and finding a donkey or a horse just looking straight up.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I would go back inside.
I'd take the donkey.
I'd figure
I'd
the
lay
donkey
it down in my bed.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well let's move on. Animals in Nebraska get ready for bed during solar eclipse. One of those beautiful headlines.
You're as big as a horse, donkey.
Okay. The solar eclipse on Monday afternoon captivated both humans and animals alike, and the animals' behavior was out of the ordinary. Shepherd's Rest Rescue near Pickrell, in Nebraska, primarily shelters goats, but also sheep, miniature horses, there it is, and an alpaca. The rescue currently has 93 animals. The owner of the rescue, Jen Sherman, said the animals are usually very active and playful, and they made sure to greet a Channel 8 reporter when he arrived. But as the eclipse crept closer, their behavior became strange.
Oh, no.
What were you going to ask?
They all got into wheelchairs and started racing each other up and down the paddock.
Now, is that a reference to, like, a childhood movie that you watch that was popular in Eastern European countries that I don't know about? Or are you just pulling that from whole cloth?
was thinking about what would be weird for some animals to do together.
I guess that would be weird. I think that's more on the people who run the thing for having 93 wheelchairs kind of scattered about for goats and sheep to get into.
We have two businesses. It's sheep, goats, alpacas, and wheelchairs.
That sounds like five businesses, but I get you.
It's two.
Animals and wheelchairs.
Animals and wheelchairs.
But as the eclipse crept...
Now we have one business. Animals in wheelchairs.
Oh, boy. They get everywhere so fast. As the eclipse crept closer, their behavior became strange.
Come to our farm. Break our animals' legs. Make these chairs mean something.
Yeah, please. We've spent so much time modifying these things so the animals can get in them.
Mm-hmm.
And modifying the animals. Come on and break the cow's legs so
break
they bend backwards.
Break them.
The animals were very noisy and friendly initially, but as the sun changed, an eerie silence fell over the farm. The animals returned to their barns and began to nest as if it were nighttime.
This is not news.
Sherman said this behavior was, quote, completely unusual for the time of day. I'm looking at the article and I, oh my God.
Did she call the news or like?
I think they were like looking for different angles to have on the solar eclipse. I'm looking at this, this news story right now. Brendan, I'll send you some screen caps of this, but so first off, the way this starts is with a big fucking custom screen for Solar Eclipse 2024 with beautiful art, which then changes to a female news anchor and a picture of a goat looking over its shoulder, and the text underneath the goat is just act differently. This looks like a huge shitpost. I think it's trying to say that the eclipse is making the animals act differently, but it looks like a command. Look at these freaks
Holy
hanging out.
Shit.
The alpaca
Holy
looks
shit.
So good.
Why is the alpaca so fat?
I don't know. It looks beautiful.
Oh my God.
And so
that is a well-fed alpaca.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go unprecedented
Holy shit.
Mode.
Sorry, can
I'm
you bring the alpaca back?
Yeah, I'm also going to turn up the volume here. I'll show you the alpaca.
Yeah, please.
From 7 seconds in and 3, 2, 1, bam.
Animals would act differently during events like this. Shepherds Rest near Pickerel says the animals are usually very active and playful and made sure to greet us when we arrived. But you could tell as the eclipse slowly got closer to fruition, their behavior became strange. As the sun changed, an eerie silence fell over the farm and the animals...
So you won't know this if you're not watching the actual video feed, but we did just see a sheep with glowing red nipples standing in the middle of the field upright with its hooves in the air.
It was, I believe it was. A bored farmer passing it and just like nonchalantly shooting it in the head. Gotta do that to that one. Every eclipse, you gotta shoot the one that's yelling. Down, girl. Not gonna bridge. Seeing another sheep, like seeing a lamb totter up onto its hind legs. Shy boy. Bang.
Shy boy.
Bang, bang, bang.
Nipples, just a tiny little bit bright nipples, and they're pink.
Yep. I want to click play just because I want to hear where this goes.
Go.
Returned to their barns or started to nest. It is a completely unusual time of the day for that behavior because feeding...
This broad looks almost exactly like Kathy Bates.
Yes.
And should be in films. I'm in love with her look.
Jen Sherman, the owner of Shepherd's Rest Rescue, looks very cool.
She's got a straight fringe.
Yep.
She's got that long hair. She's got a t-shirt. She's got a good vibe.
Can I tell you, does it look to you like she has anime hair or is that just me? Like, the hair that she has in that image, it looks like it could be drawn anime hair, kind of.
Kind of, but
I'm out of pocket.
Yeah.
It's just a shag. I think I'm mistaking it just because it's like a... Is this a what, baby?
No, it's just a what.
Did someone say shag, baby?
It's really interesting to watch their reaction to it. Shepherd's Rest has about 93 rescue animals and over that, including miniature horses, sheep, alpaca, but primarily goats.
Ugly goat.
I think it's a nice looking
goat. Ugly goat.
Come on.
Uggy.
That's a nice
goat.
One. So that was that full story. Animals in Nebraska get ready for bed during solar eclipse.
Great.
So the whole story there was, the solar eclipse made the miniature horses take themselves off to bed early.
Go to bed.
I have to go to my tiny bed and lay down.
I've been getting into hentai, baby.
Some of these drawn-up women make me very randy, Basil. Ooh. Ooh, yeah, baby.
Not all these tentacles are bigger than you'd think, baby, yeah.
Shinji, you've got to pilot the Eva! Come on, baby! I do it, but it's just not my bag! Okay, kind of interesting seeing this take on Japanophile Austin Powers. Some of these
That is a very censored minge, Kyoko. Yeah!
Oh, look at that, baby. Don't you want to get in there and lick those pixels? Oh, yeah, looks like a Pantone color swatch sample, baby. Give me the scent of the censor, yeah.
Oh, why don't we invite BBW Bastard over for a bit of fun?
What?
Big Beautiful Women Bastard.
Oh my god! Fat bastard, but a lady.
He's a lady who I fuck. That's Austin Powers.
Oh,
you don't like it?
I love it. I love it so much. Okay, I just closed a tab. I closed the tab of the...
Thinking about someone who never got it in the first place being like, your name sort of sounds like a lot of vagina. And they're trying to fuck a lot of vagina.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah, I bet you hear this one a lot.
Huh.
No, I don't.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, what fun.
Oh,
what
fun
we have sometimes.
Now, Demi,
No, not again. What?
It's again. I was looking before, and you know this because I was telling you, I haven't shown you all the tweets, but I was looking for a nude barber.
That's right, yeah.
Because you hadn't heard of this as a phenomenon before. I believe it's just like a kind of a thing in African-American gay pornography that guys will... I think maybe it originated as just like one guy doing it in the genre.
Yeah, I think it was a Twitter post first and then it became a band.
Okay. Now we're just doing their bits, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just doing YKS stuff.
Just seeing if Jesse likes it.
Yeah.
He
will.
The thing I found with... the nude barber is that it gives you a few different results on Twitter, which is a great website. The guy who was originally doing it, I don't know if he was the guy that we got before, because I did show you some of the pornography.
Yes.
Of these
Thank
guys.
You.
No, and no worries. They were going crazy on each other's cocks. And thank God, because, I mean, the cocks were so big, you needed like three hands to get the whole thing.
Well, you need somebody who understands the size of cocks, so you need to get someone who is approaching the same size as you so that you know how to behave.
That must be so nice to be like a guy with a big cock hanging out with another guy with a big cock and being like, finally, but also, oh, I don't know what to do with these things. You want to like hit them together and see who lasts? We can kind of just Beyblade them, but I don't know what to do with mine.
I wonder if there's some way to get like an ass extension.
Oh.
You know? Just have more ass to put the big cock in.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that like, you know, some ladies get ass implants and stuff.
Yeah, but it's very rare that the woman is getting I don't think an ass implant kind of extends to having a tube
the
added.
The tube, yeah.
So there's more hole.
Yes. No, I think you're right.
There's like a whole bunch of hole where it's not actually part of my body, so you can put whatever in there.
Yes.
But then you get a little bit further in and I'm like, oh-ho! Ooh-hoo! Yoo-hoo-hoo!
It's doing a Luigi triple jump. My cock's going straight in his ass.
thinking of like, it's my birthday and you're pegging me for the first time, mm-hmm. and I just, ouch!
I'm just immediately, my wedding ring dissolves. Taking my finger with it, alien style.
Anyway, I did find another nude barber. Because given we're in Melbourne, it came up.
Did you say new barber?
No.
Good.
Another a nude barber. Lace the Barber, Melbourne's nude barber, is a nude barber. She works in Melbourne. She seems to just be able to come to your house and cut your hair with her tits out. Good for her. Seems like a great business model. But her tweets are very funny.
I would be so scared as a nude barber with my tits out.
Yeah.
That I would just have the intrusive thought of like, I should just cut my tit off.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
The other day when I was doing my tech rehearsal for my show in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Please come. 10, 9, 8.
Oh, come on.
My tech, Jules, is so fucking cool. I love him. I was like standing on the stage. We have a bit in our show where we need a hammer.
Yes.
I was standing next to the big screen in our room and I was like, Jules, intrusive thought. And like just pulled my hand back and he was like, Demi, no! No! And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Seems like I would just do it, doesn't it? I have that vibe that I would just do it.
That you have the vibe of someone who just hit whatever with a hammer. I'm glad you don't. And I know it takes quite a lot of, I'm glad you don't. And I'm glad it takes quite a lot of self-control to do it. Thank you for using it.
It doesn't take that much self-control. It's just that it seems like it should because of what a little freak I am.
Yeah, right. I want to look at her tweets because they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
the nude barber in Melbourne. Does she have a premises or is it just that she comes to your house?
I believe the setup is you text the number in her Twitter bio and then you go ahead and get your hair cut by a topless woman.
Is it cash only?
Seems like it.
Does she have an OnlyFans or anything like that?
She does have an OnlyFans.
Okay.
She posts things on here that are promos for OnlyFans. You know, my OnlyFans got the better pick, all that kind of stuff. And what happened? Did you get attacked by a bug?
That was like the loudest mosquito I've ever heard in my... fuck off! Oh my God, it hit my forehead.
Oh no.
That was horrible.
Are you becoming attacked by
wonderful
mosquitoes?
That was awful. Sorry. Go on.
Sorry, baby.
Fucking hell, that sucked.
That's all right.
I'm in fear.
We've got a tweet here that's getting ready to cut hair, knife, and then purple emoji. She constantly uses knife whenever she says about cut hair.
When you say purple emoji.
Purple heart emoji, sorry. Ah. Which I guess you kind of want to steer away from that because that's kind of...
Stolen Valor? Oh.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
Purple heart is when you like brain some freak, huh?
I thought it was you kill a guy or maybe you get injured in action. I can't remember which.
I'm pretty sure it's when you did like the most heinous kill possible.
I don't think they give out like fucking Halo they medallions.
Well, don't they, Tom?
Well, I guess at some point. But they
fucking
like,
kind of do.
No, this is...
it's for bravery, right?
Purple Heart is given to people who have been wounded or killed while serving.
Doesn't do me no good if I'm dead.
Well, yeah, but, you know, everyone wants a freaking participation medal nowadays.
That's true.
One of these tweets is, yeah, getting ready to cut hair, and then it is a photo of her shirtless. Someone has replied, once again, another great picture to start the week. And her name's Lace. The nude barber has replied to that with, tip me, and then 9 exclamation marks. Do you wear pasties or no covers? Pasties on or no covers. And she's replied, I wear my nipples.
And if you're lucky, you can wear them too. Yeah. Wait, no.
Wish I had hair on my head to cut. And then she's replied, I shave too. And then a knife.
Stop using the knife.
I was going to say, she's using knife every time she referenced cutting hair. And there is a scissors emoji.
I guess because she's a little bit goth, but like...
Yes. Her bio now is... her bio used to be apparently, I only offer nude barbering. if you ask for more, I'll block you. Located in, and then the place she's located in. Just want to go ahead and check this. She's posted people's haircuts, which I know. I mean, you've seen one of the haircuts. One of them's a mullet. But she,
as far as mullets go, like, it's kind of swaggy, I guess.
It looks very Melbourne for sure. Yeah. Like, it's something that you'd be happy with if you walked in and asked for it. She has said mallets for days, please. And then she's posted scissor emoji and then knife emoji again. So she does know the scissors emoji is applicable there.
Did she really write mallets for
days? I'm being completely honest. Yes. And then, oh my God, I haven't even seen this. Mallets for days, please. Scissor, knife. Love it doing this cut. So not where I would put the extended vowel sound on that. Love it.
Love it.
Doing this cut. Hashtag mallet.
She doesn't know how to spell mallet.
No.
Oh, the mallet community is going to be so fucking pissed off.
She's printed up some t-shirts and there's only 1 week to get your orders in, message and then text number. And now the t-shirt is here. I'm just going to show this to you, Demi. So it says, I survived a cut by Lace the Barber. And then it has like a blood stain over the top of it, kind of being like, I invited a naked lady into the house to cut me up and I survived.
She didn't kill me.
Yes. But then if you look down here, it does say Melbourne's nude berserker.
Yeah. And she hasn't spelled Melbourne right, babe. Did you see that?
It says Melbourne's nude berserker.
Yeah, you didn't see that before. Melbourne's nude berserker. So somebody printed this.
Yes.
And they did that.
Baby.
That's in such bad faith.
Honey, I know I've got a lot of shirts.
All right, but we have to both get them. Melbourne's nude berserker.
Melbourne's nude berserker.
Oh, we got the episode name.
She tweeted, just want to cut hair with my tits out. But she spelt tits with 3 T's.
3 in total?
Yeah.
T-I-T-T-S?
You got it.
Tittus.
Just want to cut hair with my tits out. And then the kind of like pouting emoji with the big wet eyes.
That's all I want.
Yeah. A guy with...
I blocked out a lot of my day to do this.
I wish I could cut hair with my tits out. So...
I want to...
Oh, she's really sad.
All I want to do is get somebody an undercut with my hairy holes brushing up against their neck.
So excited to see my clients today. And two, like, heart eye emojis. And then the reply to that, she replies to her own tweet with, just getting my tits ready. How?
Did you spell tits the same way?
Yeah, it's 3 T's.
Why?
I don't know. Here's one. Guys, I'm moving to Queensland, so I'll be offering cuts there now. And then she said, oh, yeah, I should say this is a joke. But so she's trying to do an April Fool's, but she posted this on April 2nd.
Absolutely brain dead. That's so cool.
It's really good.
She might just be doing the best marketing you could ever think of.
It's getting...
It would make me really upset if, like, she did Melbourne's nude berserker on purpose.
Oh, my God. I don't think she did. But Melbourne's nude berserker is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just scrolling down the timeline here because I do want to get to the one that she posted, where she posted, there it is. This text is attached to a photo of her. Madam is looking simply gorgeous, may I just say.
Thank you.
And she is, she has censored her boobs and her, whatever the third boob is down the bottom.
Yeah.
With some emojis. Your favorite nude barber is available tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Can do later if you ask nicely. Wink. And then text me on her number. And then knife, knife, skull. Then that tweet got 2 replies. One of them is her. And what she said is, you all must be gay.
Oh,
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? What?
I've got a 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. available on Saturday. Knife, skull. Text on number to book in. Then she's replied to that. Okay. Anyone want to make their, T-H-E-R-E, weekend more awesome?
Oh. Melbourne's nude Besurber, you can't be doing that.
Melbourne's nude Besurber.
You can't be talking like that, Melbourne's nude Besurber.
Oh, man. Wish I was busy cuting hair today, knife. Knife. It's such a big knife in the emoji, too.
Butcher knife.
It's a butcher's knife, dude. Oh, my God. Cuting hair, my happy place. Wait, what of her? What of her tweets? One of her tweets is, wish I had my own nude barber.
You must have a mirror.
Doctor says to me.
Yeah.
I know you're sad. I have just the thing for you.
Hear what you need to do.
Everybody think of it just once.
Everybody think just one.
Maybe there is wonderful nude barber in town.
There is wonderful nude Besurber in town.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Your home.
Oh, my Lord.
Docker, I am nude Besurber.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Be safe out there, kids. This was posted on December 23rd, 2023. It's attached to an Instagram, like, reel of... Oh, she's poking her boobs up. She's in this Christmas wish dressed like Harley Quinn.
Okay. May I see?
Oh, yes. But also, she said, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ah.
Devil mask emoji.
I wish I could.
Be safe out there, kids.
Oh, hello.
She's got the boobs.
She's in, but to be fair, she's in like the you know, the nerd type Harley Quinn.
If she's doing Batman the Animated Series Harley Quinn, it looks good.
It's great.
It's
looks
impressive.
Great.
But after she said, Merry Christmas, everyone. Be safe out there, kids. She has replied to that with, I like it how no one sad it back. I don't know that anyone wished. I don't think anyone wished the nude Besurber. Merry Christmas.
By gate living in Melbourne. No doddy reply me. Knife, knife.
Knife, knife. I can't wait to... knife hair. I'm the nude Besurber with my tits out.
Just getting my tits ready.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right.
Well, I think
that's
going to be...
We might have to dig further into the Melbourne's nude Besurber in a future episode because I'm obsessed with it.
I think we might have reached the...
Well, at least we need the shirts.
The end of it. Yeah, I mean, the shirts are so good.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff. God bless you.
Tom,
I wish
you're doing
the best.
The thing where you're getting so into scrolling that
I'm
it's ruining
space so many times.
Yeah, it's ruining like the flow of us trying to talk to each other.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
She did
so you
say,
need to, no. So you need to stop.
She said.
And then you can look back down. Hold on.
I'm done.
Yes.
I'm not looking.
All right.
But she does say, it's so hot in the barber room. And then a sweating emoji with its tongue out. It's so hot in the barber room. I think I'm going to take off all my nude barber clothes.
It's so hot in the barber room that I can't even wear my tit shirt. Oh. Usually it covers my tits.
Anyway.
But now I'm going to be the new barber. I'll take it off.
It's so funny to be a nude barber being like, I wish someone would get naked and cut my hair.
So why doesn't anybody do what I'm doing but to me?
All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We'll see you later in the week for the premium BigSoftTitty.tiff episode. Thanks. Check out Demi and David Comedy Show. Demi's show with David Kreos of New Zealand Taskmaster fame.
Please.
And I'm over at...
Check out Tom at Trades Hall.
That's right.
With my treasures, my beautiful treasures. It's very, very good.
That's right. What are your plans for Halloween? And it's a photo of her looking all ghouly. And then she's replied to that. So everyone is doing nothing then? Oh, sorry. What are your plans for Halloween? Skull, spiderweb, spider knife.
Just get your tits out and cut my hair!
Oh, it's so... I've got a client booked in for a B-day haircut. I'll be nude and he'll be nude too. What a cool way to treat yourself on your B-day.
Just the easiest that you could just say birthday suit. Like, we'll both be in our B-day suits.
Oh,
like,
my
God,
that's so smart.
I need to talk to her.
Yeah, you're going to run her media.
I'm going to run her meat. God, I hope so.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.